Hey everybody, it's Chris again for 24 Under Review and the Azcast. This podcast is on both of the those podcasts. I'm just making this podcast because we have some new news, not specialized to either of those podcasts, but just in general. The UDT Media Network website is live. That can be found at web.mac.com/udt.seal.team.6. I know that URL is a little bit long. We're in the process of trying to get a domain name that's shorter and just something.com instead of something.com/this. So expect to see that coming out in the next few weeks. I'll just put a short podcast out when we get that one out with that and some more information that I'm sure we'll have. And just normal MP3. 24 Under Review ACC. 24 Under Review ACC on my .Mac account. Which gives me a much bigger storage. And it also, I have better bandwidth. And the main reason I moved over to that is because the website that I have for that is way, way, way better than you can find on any of the other podcasts other than the Azcast.Mac. And the last one is the Azcast ACC. There is no Azcast MP3 because it takes a while to convert, because when I save these in GarageBand, I just save them as ACC, so it makes my job easier. Now, if you guys want MP3, just tell me and I'll work it out. So I can always do that, and I'll put that on a new feed. I'm trying to consolidate, so if you're on the Podomatic Avscast ACC or 24 Under Review ACC, if you see those not updating right and an exclamation point next to it, and it says like this feed cannot be located, don't worry, I probably deleted it. And you can find the 24 Under Review and Avscast ACC at the website I said at the start of the show. There's very easy to use links at the top that just say Avscast and 24 Under Review. Just follow those and you'll see a little subscribe button. Easy enough. I recently joined the Linkshare affiliate program, so there's a network of as far as I've seen, around 500 to 1,000 companies that when you buy something from them through one of my links, I'll get a certain percent. So I have right now Apple, like 1-800-Memory, 4-Memory, and quite a few other companies. So if you're going to buy from one of those, if you could please just either contact me and I'll give you the link for me, so I get a little bit of a commission, or you can always find a link to most of my sponsors by going to the website I mentioned at the start of the show. You'll see at the bottom something that just says sponsors. That'll take you to a new page that will have the most of the sponsors, and I thought that's pretty nice because it'll help me pay off some of the podcasting costs, and it just makes it a lot easier for me to pay out, like I said, pay off the podcast costs, because so far I've put about $300 to $400 directly into podcasting, and that's only going to grow as I need to get new mics for the roundtable discussions we're going to have for definitely 24 Under Review, and probably in the monthly podcasts on the Azcast we're going to have roundtables, and maybe even on some of the just right after the game. So we're going to have to buy new mics and new mic stands and new sets of headphones. So, you know, costs will get pretty high. So it'd just be great if you're going to buy something from one of those companies, if you could just do it through my link where I get a certain percent. That's about it. If you have any questions, you can email me at avscast@mac.com or 24underreview@gmail.com. 24 Under Review listeners, you can be expecting another mid-hiatus podcast coming out within the next week to week and a half. and Abscast listeners. I'll probably have one more podcast out before the preseason starts, so be watching for that. And we do have show notes up at our site, which I mentioned at the start. You just follow the easy to use links at the top. I don't know if I'll have the link, the stuff on the Podomatic, but on Podomatic, when I post this episode, I will give you a link to the site where I have the show notes. So that's a nice feature. I started using Omni Outliner, which is really easy to use and came with my Mac. I'd like to thank you all for listening, and hope you enjoy the time between this podcast and the next.